Since 2010, the Indonesian government has been enforcing weight restrictions on imported cattle from Australia, which has put a lot of pressure on northern cattle producers to not let their stock drift beyond those specifications. Troy Setter from the Consolidated Pastoral Company says he's received confirmation of the weight limit change, and he says it's big news.
Yesterday, the Indonesian government signed off on the maximum average weight of feeder cattle going to Indonesia has now moved from 350 to 450 kilograms, and that'll have a big impact on us being able to add more weight to our cattle in Australia, and it'll allow a wider selection of cattle to go to Indonesia in the future.
How will that change the demand for Australian cattle moving from the 350 to 450 maximum weight?
I think we'll still see cattle sort of averaging maybe in the mid to high 300s rather than the low to mid 300s, so it'll allow stations in Australia to put another 20 or 30 kilos on their cattle. It'll reduce a lot of double handling, which has been adding cost to Northern Australia. Pre-350 kilo rule coming in 2010, there wasn't as much handling of the trading cattle in Northern Australia, and by reducing the handling, it'll increase weight gains, reduce costs and improve animal welfare outcomes.
That's Troy Setter from CPC speaking to the ABC's Rob McConkie. Chief Executive of the Northern Territory Livestock Exporters Association, Stuart Kemp, says the change on weight restrictions is great news for everyone in the supply chain.
This is a really, really positive step forward. Having the specs so tight before where, you know, they were after really premium animals that were young, you know, only sort of 2 and 4 tooth animals, which is the top of the grid price. If you look through the sale results all over Australia, those cattle in that 300 to 350 kilo feeder range are always the premium product. So if you miss that cutoff in the territory, you then had to find another market, and there was a big drop off. So there's massive changes in the different grades. Now this opens that right up, so that producers and exporters and importers all have that flexibility when sourcing cattle.
So the maximum average weight is now 450 kilos. Does it mean that some animals can be 550 kilos? You can have some on there that are 300, as long as the maximum average doesn't exceed 450? Is that practically what it means?
Look, in theory, I suppose it does, but in reality, buyers have got a fairly, you know, they have a spec in mind. They're after a certain line of animals. You don't want to have too much variation. You know, is it? You know, one importer may find that he can do a better job on a heavy animal coming in, and others may find they get better value and better return on a lighter animal. But generally, you know, an importer won't want cattle spread across such a wide range. It's very hard to manage within your feedlot.
If anything, it sounds like it just means you won't have to keep a really close eye on the scales. It won't matter as much.
Well, if you've got some weaners that you're growing up and they're starting to do and put on some condition, you don't want to be having to run them to the yards and catch them before they get too heavy. So this means, you know, less handling and more confidence that you can bring the cattle in when the cattle are ready and when it's best for them. And your program, instead of having to double handle and triple handle, trying to avoid missing important cutoffs.
Have you got any thoughts on what it might do to price?
I think anyone who speculates on price at the moment with the different things and the changes that are going on in all our markets is a brave man. The idea, hopefully, from an Indonesian end is to get some sort of stability and some consistency around price. And it will in that, you know, you don't have that big spike in feeder price and then a massive drop off once you've missed that cutoff into those heavier cattle. So it may stabilise the price a bit. It may, but really who knows until we see it start to unfold.